载在新约《使徒行传》8:26-40，里面主要的是讲述的门徒腓力的故事。我们先来，大家可以一起先来读一读经文，让我们了解一下这个腓力到底是做了什么，这个故事到底是谁和谁之间发生的一些事情。经文上说，有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下的加沙的路上去，那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃塞俄比亚人，是个有大权的太监，在埃塞俄比亚女王干大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白吗？他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？腓力就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前去，到了有水的地方，探监说，看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地方，在客城宣传福音，直到凯撒利亚。然后我们欢迎 Pastor Hardwick 还有他的伙伴，然后还有请我们的 Vivian 也上台来。 Welcome Pastor Hardwick and your team. Thank you.
Ni hao. Great to be here again. Thank you so much for the invitation.
谢谢大家邀请我今天来这里，非常的开心。
It's always a privilege to have a Sunday together with you.
这是我的荣幸，每次这周日都能够在这里跟大家一起团聚。
And I'm also very thankful that we can have a street meeting after this service.
我也觉得那个很感恩，我们之后可以一起来有一个聚会。街头的那个步道。
So I hope that many of you would like to join.
我希望大家都能够之后有机会来一起来参加。
Two words about me.
两句话简短介绍一下我自己。
I live in Ashim.
我住在 Ashim.
And I have three girls and one wife.
我有三个女儿和一个太太。
And I'm the national director of Open Air Campaigners.
我是这个 OIC 组织的总监，街头步道，他 OIC 是个街头步道协会的这个组织的领导。
Yes, and Magnus, two words about who you are. This is two of our evangelists that I have invited with me today, so they will join us here at the service and later.On the streets.
这两位，一位是 Magnus， 一位是 Hokong， 他们是我们的那个传道人。之后，他们也会在这个街头步道里面跟我一起共事。
Yeah. Hello, I live in Oslo. Work as a teacher.
我住在奥斯陆，我是一位老师。
I've been involved in Open Air Campaigners as associate evangelist.
我在这个街头步道协会里面是一直在做传道的工作。
你好。 Wujia Hokon.
Okay, I don't need to.
Hi. I live in Mjøndalen, outside of Drammen.
Oh, we have sister living
hello.
In Mjøndalen.
Hi, hi.
他就在跟周刘一起的麦达伦那边。
And I am joining Hartwig today here and on the streets, which will be very nice, and to be together with you.
我今天非常的开心，大家可以一起来跟我们一起做这个街头施工。 Thank you.
I will tell you a little bit about OAC or Open Air Campaigners.
我会跟大家简短地介绍一下这个 OIC 组织。
You know, in London, there is a place called Trafalgar Square.
哦，在伦敦有一个叫 Trafalgar Square 这个广场的名字。
There are some big statues of some generals and an admiral.
啊，这个广场上有一个很大的那种将军的那种那个雕塑。
And we have to travel back to the 19th century.
我们要追回溯到19世纪。
And one of their colleagues was another general called John Field.
其中一个这个将军名叫约翰菲尔德。
And he was he became a Christian when he found a tract.
A tract.
A small pamphlet. Small book.
哦，他当这个将军呢，他变成了一个那个传道人，当他就是基督徒的时候，他找到了那本这个。
And he, after he was finished with his job as a general, he had a strong conviction to go out and preach to the people.
当他完成了这个将军的这个职位了之后，他就有这个强烈的那个呼召，可以想要去街头来做这个事工。
And the tough general was very scared. His knees were shaking.
这个曾经非常勇猛的将军。
But he felt the God telling him to go out and speak to the people.
但是他说，神告诉他，你要出去跟这些人说。
So one can say that he had an even greater work after he was retired.
他说他在觉得自己在退休之后的生活，甚至是比之前更加的有意义。
But his son, he wasn't too kind of this Christian family.
但他的儿子却不是特别的想要亲近这个基督徒的家庭。And
he wanted to leave, so he went to New Zealand.
他的儿子想要离开去新西兰。But
he couldn't find any work there, so he went to Australia.
结果他在那儿找不到工作，他就去了澳大利亚。And
he could only find some work as a road worker.
他结果只能再找到一些在修路的工作。But
he was educated as a lawyer.
但是他却是受到了，就是作为律师受到了教育。
And one day, one of his father's friends found him along the road.
有一天呢，他的父亲的一个朋友在路上找到了他。
And he gave him a job as a teacher.
给了他一个工作，是老师。
And after a while, he got cancer in his throat.
之后呢，他得了喉癌。
And then he surrendered his life to Jesus.
结果他就向神。
Gave his life, did you? And he went back to England to have an operation.
他回到英国去做手术。But
then his cancer was healed.
然后他的这个癌症就治愈了。The
doctor said, I can see that you already have had surgery.
我以为你已经得过这个，就是做过手术了，都已经治愈了。But
it was a miracle.
这是一个奇迹。So
in 1892,
在1892年的时候,
he went out to the streets in Australia, in Sydney.
他去到了澳大利亚悉尼的街头。
And he started to preach to the people like his father did.
他像他的父亲一样开始向那些人传道。
And this work started to grow.
他的工作开始慢慢的越来越大。
And afterwards, a lot of other Christians joined him.
之后有更多更多的基督徒得到了呼召来加入他的团队。
And in 1922,
在1922年的时候,
then the organization Open Air Campaigners was started.
这个 OIC 的组织在那个时候就开始正式接 OK 好 OIC 组织叫做街头步道运动。
At the heart of OAC ministry,
在这个 街头布道运动的核心
is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是讲述关于神的给传讲神的道
and to reach people in the streets.
而在街头上能够更多的让人来得到神的呼召
and in many different areas of life.
以及是在生活的方方面面
So open air campaigners started to use different techniques.
街头布道运动他们开始用各种不同的技巧
Like you can see here, the sketchboard.
就像我们可以看到这里会有一个画画的布
This was picked up from advertising.
这是我们的一种宣传方式
And I use it now to preach the gospel.
现在我们把它用来跟人传讲神的道
And always see they worked in many different areas in the society of Australia.
我们在澳大利亚的各种不同的社会部门有进行这个事工。
They had gospel trains.
他们有福音列车。
They had cars with platforms which they can speak from.
他们有一个车，然后前面会有一些那个讲台，然后他们可以跟人说话。
And they had even uniform and was in the military.To help the soldiers to preach for the soldiers.
他们甚至在那个军队里面会是穿着这个制服，然后跟这些军人们来讲道。
But in 1940,
在1940年的时候
，open air campaigners spread around the world.
然后这个街头布道运动
yes.
开始在全世界展开了。
First to New Zealand.
首先是在新西兰。
And then to the rest of the world.
然后就开始在全世界。
And in 2005,
在2005年的时候
，Hartvik came to Norway.
Hartvik 牧师来到了挪威
，to start open air campaigners in Norway.
来开始在挪威展开这项事工。
And today, open air campaigners preach the gospel in many platforms.
今天我们的街头事工运动在各种不同的渠道都有展开。
We are still on the streets.
我们在街头。
But also on social media.
我们也在 social media, 就是社交媒体上。
And everywhere we can preach the gospel.
只要是能够我们来讲述神的道的地方，都有我们的身影。
Yes. And in that sense, we are also having an event called Reach the City.
我们还有一个，在这种情况下，我们会有一个 course 名字叫接触这个城市。
And this will be in July.
在七月份的时候，这个课程会有。
And you can learn how to reach people, how to share the gospel, and you can learn techniques, and you can be together with other people who want to share the gospel.
你可以在这个课程里面学到怎么样运用他们的技巧，运用怎么样跟人交谈这些方式，以及他们也会告诉你怎么样走出街，能够让别人来听神的道。这个一个完整的一个课程，大家都可以去考虑一下。
Yes, so you're heartily welcome to join Reach the City in July if you want to learn more about evangelism.
如果你想要关于多学一点如何去宣讲神的道，那欢迎大家七月份的时候能够参与他们这个Touch the City, 就是接触这个城市这个课程的名字，去接触这个课程。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Today, we are going to read a text from Mark.
今天我们要在马可福音里面读一章经文。
I'm sorry, I sent actually a wrong text in the beginning. So the one from Acts was a bonus extra text you get today.
我发错经文了，我本来是应该要发马可的，结果我发了一个使徒行传，所以这个就对大家来说今天就是个彩蛋了。
So, we're reading from Mark chapter 1.
我们今天从马可福音第一章
verse 16 to 16 to 20.
16到20.
Mark 1:16-20.
马可福音第一章十六到二十节。
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海边撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又遇见了西皮太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就在父亲西皮太和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神，
We give thanks for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
And I pray now that you will speak to us.
我向你祷告，希望你现在能对我们说话。
Help us to have ears that hear what you say.
让我们知道你在跟我们说什么。
And help us to have a heart who is humble and open for your word.
让我们能够谦卑地听从你的话语。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
因耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
I will begin to write one sentence at my sketchboard. So please follow carefully.
大家可以看我这个 sketchboard 上面这个绘画的这个板子上面，我会说一句，然后画一些东西给大家看。
And I'm writing red letters.
我现在在写红色的字。
Can you read it? Good. I'm very happy when people they can read my letters.
我很高兴大家能够看得懂我写的字迹。
The life of a disciple.
这个是门徒的生活。
How is the life of a disciple?
门徒的生活是怎么样的呢？
To figure out of this question, we need to find out what is a disciple.
在回答这个问题之前，我们首先要想一想，到底什么是门徒？
In general, we can say that a disciple is someone who is following his master.
一般普通的来讲是说门徒是他跟着他的师父学艺的。
And here we come to the first key word.
首先我们这里就来到我们第一个关键词。一个关键词叫做跟从。
Follow.
Follow, 跟从。
Who are you following?
你们在跟从谁？
Who are you following at Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
大家在这些脸书上啊、TikTok 上啊、Instagram 上都在跟着跟从谁？
Who are you following in your life?
你在你的生活中你在关注谁?
Most people, they follow themselves.
大部分的人都就是关注他们自己。
Fame, money, or power.
或者是一些名誉、金钱或者权力。
If you are one of them, please do like the disciples did.
如果你是他们像他们这样的话，请你务必的要像我们的门徒一样做。
It says in the text we just read from Mark.
就像我们在马可福音的那个经文里面刚刚读到的。
At once they left and followed him.
他说他们立刻离开了，就跟随了他。
They left their nets and their father.
他们离开他们的工作和他们的父亲。
Do you see how radical it was?
大家看这个是不是有点激进了?
They left everything.
他们把他们所有的东西都抛诸脑后了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they saw something that was better to follow.
因为他们看到这里有比那些东西更好的事情，他们需要去跟随。
They wanted to follow Jesus and be fishers of men.
他们想要跟随耶稣，成为得人的渔夫。
For 3 years,They and the other disciples followed Jesus.
3 years 来，他们一直跟随着耶稣。
They observed, they learned, and they practiced.
他们观察了，他们学习，他们也实践了如何去传道。
This is what the life of a disciple is about.
这个就是关于门徒的生活之一。
This is not just about what you do Sunday morning.
这个并不是说仅仅只在于你每个礼拜天早上来做的事情。
But the life of a disciple is about what you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the rest of the week.
而门徒的生活是关于周一周二甚至每周的任何一天。
Jesus is also calling today.
耶稣今天就在呼召我们了。
Follow me.
跟我来吧。
And we must do what the first disciples did.
我们必须要像最初的门徒一样做。
Follow, observe, and learn from our master.
观察、学习、实践，像我们的像我们的师父一样。
We need to get up and leave our old, dirty, and sinful life.
我们需要起来，离开我们的陈旧的、污秽的、有罪的生活。
And then start a new life.Together with Jesus Christ.
跟耶稣一起展开我们的一个新的生命。
Are you following Jesus?
你们在跟随耶稣吗?
If not, I urge you to repent today.
如果没有的话，我今天恳请大家能够悔改。
And put your trust and your life in.
把你的信任放到耶稣基督里面。
Give your life to Jesus Christ.
把你的生命给耶稣基督。
Believe.
相信。
Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin.
相信他是为你而死。
Believe that he was willing to take your punishment upon him.
相信他是为了愿意承受你所应该承受的责罚。
And do also believe that this happened after the third day.
并相信耶稣第三天从死里复活。
That Jesus conquered the death.
耶稣克服了这个死亡。
If you believe in this,
如果大家相信这些，
He will take your punishment.
他会替你接受你的责罚。
And it means you don't need to fear hell.
这说明害怕哦，你就不会担心地狱。
You will get a new life here on earth and eternity when you die in heaven.
你就会在 地上得到永生，然后在天堂有属于自己的位置。
This is a gift to you from God.
这是神给你的一个礼物。
Are you willing?
你们愿意吗？
Jesus Christ as your Savior.
让神作为你的拯救者，跟随他。
I did that when I was 22 years old.
我这么做，当我二十二岁的时候，我是这么做了。
I realized that this world couldn't satisfy me.
我发现这个世界没有办法再满足我了。
I started to open.
我开始。
My Bible.
打开了我的圣经。
I started to read.
我开始念我的圣经。
And I said to God, "If you are there, please convince me."
我跟神说，如果你在那儿的话，请你来说服我。
After a while, God answered my prayer.
之后，神确实回应了我的祷告。
And I repented from my sinful old life.
我从我的有罪的生活里面悔改。
And I started to follow Jesus as my master.
我跟着耶稣，让耶稣成为了我的师父。
This is the best choice I have ever taken in my whole life.
这是我生命中做过的最好的选择。
It has not always been easy to follow Jesus.
其实跟随耶稣并不是永远是那么的容易。
But it's still the best choice I have taken.
这但确实是我做过最好的选择。
I love to spend time with my master today.
我愿意每天跟我的父神花很多的时间在一起。
And I love to serve my master, Jesus.
我也愿意来侍奉我的耶稣。
The second key word of the life of a disciple.
我们来到第二个关键词，作为门徒的第二个关键词是什么？
Is pray.
是祷告。
We are called to follow Jesus.
我们接受神的呼召。
And Jesus, he spent a lot of time in prayer.
耶稣能够花很多时间跟他的父神在一起祷告。
Follow me to Mark 1:35.
跟我们一起来到马可福音第一章三十五节。
It says.Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Do you know what? This is one of the most radical verse we have in our whole Bible.
这是我觉得在我们圣经中最激进的经文之一。
He got up early in the morning.
他每天早上这么大清早就起来了。
Do you know what? As disciples, we are called to pray.
我们一大早就说，作为门徒，我们就要去被召唤，要去祷告了。
Maybe we need to do like Jesus.
可能我们也要像耶稣一样，大清早就要起来祷告。
Get up, get out of our beds and down on our knees.
我们要早上就起来，从我们温暖的床上下来，然后我们屈膝跪地。
The evangelist Ray Comfort has said, "No read, no feed."
这个有一位布道者叫做 Ray Comfort， 他说过，没有喂没有阅读就没有喂养。
Do you know what? When we pray, two things happened.
当我们祷告的时候，有两件事情是会发生的。
One, we spend time with our Father.
第一是我们花时间跟我们的父神在一起。
When we do that, we get more of His mindset.Likeness, and passion.
当我们这么做的时候，我们得到更多的跟他相似的一些想法，或者是他的一些热情。
Secondly,
第二点
，when we pray, we demolish stronghold.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就好像有了摧毁城堡一样的一些力量。
We take part in a warfare, by our prayers.
我们借着祷告来参与战斗。
Do you remember the text about Moses and the Israelites fighting the Amalekites?
大家还记得在关于摩西在和以色列人与亚玛利亚人作战的经文吗？
We're going to read the text from Exodus 17.
我们要一起来读这个埃及出埃及记里面的第十七节。
11-13。
十一到十三节。
It says, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites' army with the sword.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦和户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利亚王和他的百姓。
As disciples, some people say that we are in the front line.
作为一个门徒，有些人会说我们是在一个前线。
But it's not true.
但这却不是事实。
Because we are actually in the middle of a warfare.
其实我们是在一个战场的中间。
And because of that, we need to spend time in prayer.
因为如此，所以我们要花更多的时间在祷告中。
We need to fight in prayer.
我们要用祷告来回击。
And we need to endure in prayer.
我们需要在祷告中忍耐。
The life of a disciple is a life of prayer.
门徒的生活是一个祷告的生活。
I will encourage you to get a good routine in your prayer life.
我会鼓励大家能够养成一个很好的祷告的习惯。
And never give up because you do not see any results.
不要因为看不到结果你就放弃。
I am very blessed that I have parents who is Christians.
我很幸运的是说我有一对基督徒的父母。
They did not give up.
他们没有放弃。
They continued in several years to pray for me.
他们一直在七年的时间里不断不断的为我祷告。
And I believe this is one of the reasons why God showed himself for me.
我觉得这是神在我身上显现有做工的体现。
We need to pray for our own sake.
我们要为我们自己来祷告。
And we need to pray for the sake of the lost people.
我们也要为那些丧失的人祷告。
God answers every prayer when we pray according to His will.
因为神的意志，神会回应所有他接受到的回应这些祷告。
And we know from the Bible that it is His will to save the lost.
根据圣经，神会拯救那些丧失的人。
Ask and it will be given to you.
那些就会回应到你的身上。
The third key word is.
第三个关键词是什么？大家可以看一下。
We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard, says the disciples, Peter and John, in Acts 4:20.
门徒彼得和约翰在《使徒行传》第四章二十节里面说到，我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
Peter and John, they were on fire for God.
彼得和约翰为耶稣火热。
They were fishers of men.And wanted the boat to be full of fish.
他们是要得人的渔夫，他们希望他们的船上满满的都是鱼。
They couldn't stop preaching about Jesus.
他们没有办法停止讲述耶稣的故事。
Even though it cost them a lot of sufferings.
甚至这会给他们带来痛苦，都不能阻止他们。
Why?
为什么呢？
We find the answer in Luke 6:45.
我们在路加福音第六章四十五节里面有看到这样的答案。
It says, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of."
他说，因为心里所充满的，口里就要说出来。
Do you want to be like Peter and John?
你们想像和彼得和约翰一样吗
？If so, you need to read this book again and again and again.
如果想要的话，我们就要把圣经反复反复的研读。
We need to practice what we read in Colossians 3:16.
我们需要练习在哥罗西书第三章十六节中说到的经文。
It says, "Let the word of God dwell in you richly."
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
It doesn't say, "Let the word of this world dwell in you richly."
它并不是说让这个世界的话语丰丰富富的在你心里。
Or let the latest news dwell in you richly.
也不是说让最新的消息在你心里填满。
Peter and John, they were on fire because they knew Jesus and their hearts were full of the word of Christ.
耶稣和彼得和约翰为基督火热，是因为他们的心里，他们的口中都充满了耶稣基督的话。
Therefore, I urge you to read this book.
因此，我恳请大家来一起来读这本书。
Study this book.
研究这本书。
Memorize Bible verses.
来实际这里面的话语。
And put it into practice.
然后把它付诸于实践。
For out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks.
因为心里所意的，口就会说得出来。
I believe it's very important that we speak and preach the word of God to the lost.
我相信我们向世上的人开口是非常的有用的。
I believe this because what we read in Romans 10:17.
因为我相信这是我们在罗马书中读到的。
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
罗马书十章十七节里面说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
It's not enough to do a lot of good deeds.
仅仅做好事其实是不够的。
People need to hear the word of God.
人们要听到神的话语。
So let's open our mouth and preach the word of God.
所以让我们一起来张开我们的嘴，来宣扬神的话。
Let us be bold and fishers of men and preach the gospel about Jesus Christ and what he did for us.
让我们一起放胆来做得人的渔夫，一起来宣讲神的话语，让更多的人能够认识到神。
Jesus preached to the lost.
耶稣对那些失丧的人说话。
As disciples, we need to do the same.
作为他的门徒，我们也要做同样的事情。
How do we preach the gospel?
我们怎么样来宣讲神的话？
I'll give you one example.
我们来给大家做一个简短的演示。
By using five fingers.
请大家把手拿出来。
I suppose most of you have five fingers.
我想大家每个人都有五个手指哈。
I will start with the thumb. When I do like this,
当我把这个手这样举起来的时候，
I don't know in China, but here in Norway, it means something positive, something good.
在挪威这是表示什么东西非常积极，非常好。
In the beginning, everything was good.
So, 在一切的开始，每件事情都是好的。
God created paradise, Adam and Eve, and everything was perfect. Everything was good.
神创造了这个世界，一切是完美的。
Have you ever experienced that your teacher have done like this? You.
大家有经历过你的老师对着你说啊，你怎么怎么？
It means you have done something wrong.
这个就表示你是不是做错什么事情了？这个手指就出来了。
I have three fingers pointing at me. We have done something wrong.
我这里有三个手指是指向我自己的，表示我们做了什么事情。
Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned."
罗马书里面第三章二十节说，看谁。
All of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
Oh God. 世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。谢谢牧师。
Because of this sin, we come to the next finger.
我们把第三个手指都拿出来。
The middle finger is the longest.
这个手指是最长的那根手指。
And it could remind us that we are far away from God.
这个就在告诫我们说，我们是不是跟神远离了
？Actually, totally lost and condemned to hell.
还是不是我们完全的失丧了，进入就是lost in hell， 就在地狱里面迷失了。
The next finger, we call it the ring finger。
第四个是我们的戴戒指的手指头。
If you have a ring, it means something about love and a covenant。
然后如果这个手指的话，大家就代表是爱。
And it tells us that God, He loves us。
就表示神爱我们。
And He has, He want a covenant with us。
他想要给我们一些covenant， 契约、合约、盟约、盟约。
And that's why He came here on earth through Jesus Christ。
所以他要把耶稣基督叫到人间来给我们。
Died on the cross。
在十字架上受死。
Took our punishment。
接受了他的审罚。
So we could go free。
我们可以有自由。
And the third day He conquered death。
他第三天从死里复活。
And then we have the last finger, pinky finger。
所以我们有最后一个小指。
And you see, Jesus, He is reaching out His hand to each and every one of you。
看，这样就我们形成了一个完整的手，好像耶稣在邀请我们要跟随他一样。
Then He is asking, "Do you want to accept and follow me?"
他在问，你愿意接受我，跟随我吗？
I hope you can answer yes to this question.
我希望大家能够对这个问题说，是的，我愿意。Yes.
Yes. Good. So.This is what the world needs to hear.
这个是这个世界需要听到的声音。
The gospel.
这个福音。
Remember that the gospel is so powerful.
大家要记得这个福音是非常的有力量的。
The gospel is more powerful than John Biden.
它比约翰拜登更加有力量。
Putin.
比普丁也有力量。
Or even Xi Jinping.
甚至比习近平都更有力量。
Do you know what? The gospel can change people from the inside.
因为呢，这个福音是可以从内在改变一个人。
These people can't do that.
这些人没有办法做这些。
A while ago, at a street meeting at Grønland here in Oslo.
不久之前呢，我们在 Grønland 的这个街头步道的时候。
One man from Afghanistan stopped at our book table.
有一个来自阿富汗的人，他在我们的这个站台面前停了下来。
And then he told us that for some years ago, he had passed by one of our street meetings.
他说他在很多年前呢，其实有路过一次我们的街头的这个步道的。
He heard a little bit of the preaching about Jesus.
他听过一些关于耶稣的故事。
And he realized that we had the New Testament in his own language.
他说他有我们的新约在用他的这个旧的语言有。
He picked one of these New Testaments, and then he went to the mosque to pray.
他拿了新约的其中一部分，然后去到清真寺来祷告。
Later on, he started to open and read the New Testament.
之后呢，他就打开了新约，开始在那边读。
And do you know what? The gospel convicted him.
最后呢，神
He realized that it was true.
他意识到其实这书里面讲的都是真的。
And he repented and put his trust in Jesus Christ.
他悔改了，他来到耶稣的面前，跟随了耶稣。
Now he confessed Jesus as his Lord and not Muhammad or Islam.
现在他悔改了，他现在认为耶稣是他的主，而不是伊斯兰教。
Remember that the gospel is powerful.
大家要记得这个福音是非常有力量的。
12 disciples started to preach the gospel in Jerusalem.For about 2,000 years ago,
在两千年前，我们的十二门徒在耶路撒冷开始了这些传福音的过程。
Later on, Paul he started to preach in Europe.
之后呢，保罗又在欧洲开始了他的传福音的过程。
Greece, Spain, Italy.
希腊、西班牙、意大利。
And Europe was changed.
因此，欧洲开始了改变。
And some brave missionaries in GB started to preach the gospel.
也还有一些更加勇敢的那些传教士来自去到了英国 来自英国的这些传教士
to some crazy Norwegian Vikings
他们向那些挪威的维京人传道
they came to steal, they came to kill
那些维京人其实是来烧杀抢掠的
but some brave missionaries
但有一些勇敢的这些传道士
preached the gospel.
对他们传讲了福音。
Some of them were changed and took it back with them to Norway.
有一些人他们甚至接受了耶稣，他们回到了挪威。
It all started with 12 people, the gospel and the Holy Spirit.
所有的一切故事只是从12个门徒开始来传讲福音。
Now is our turn. Our turn to preach the gospel.
现在是轮到我们的现在轮到我们了，让我们来宣讲福音。
It's our turn to write church history.
是我们的时候，现在轮到我们来写教会的历史。
So be bold and take the gospel to your unsaved friends.
我们要把这些传讲给你周边的朋友。
Your unsaved colleagues or neighbors.
你的同事，你的邻舍。
Make the most out of every opportunity to preach about Jesus everywhere.
利用充分利用每一个可以利用的机会来宣扬神的道。
It's so needed here in our city, Oslo.
也在奥斯陆的城市也是如此。
And especially in this June, we are reminded about how important it is that the gospel is preached.
我们在这个六月，我们提醒了大家，来宣讲福音是如此的重要。
The gospel is the hope for Oslo.
这个福音是奥斯陆的希望。
And as disciples, we need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
作为门徒，我们要跟随神的脚踪。
This life is filled with peace, with joy and blessings.
他跟随神的生活是平安喜乐，是充满了恩赐的。
But also with difficulties and sufferings.
但是同样也会充满了各种的痛苦和困惑。
And please remember one thing.Jesus has never ever promised you and me that it should be easy to follow him.
大家要记得，神从来没有应许过我们跟随他会是一个很容易的事情。
In fact, he has promised us the opposite.
其实相反，神反倒是告诉我们了一个相反的道理。
Try to hear what he says to his disciples the first time he sent them out to evangelize.
大家记得他第一次对那些要去传道的门徒们说了什么话吗
？Matthew 10:16，
在马太福音第十章十六节里面说
：“I'm sending you as sheep among wolves。”
我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群。
Do you like this verse？
大家喜欢这句话吗
？Is it one of your favorite verses？
这是你最喜欢的一句吗
？No，
应该不是吧
？But it's still in our Bible。
但是它还是在我们的圣经里有出现。
Imagine a sheep eased over to into wolves.
想象一下，一只羊被送进了一堆狼群里面。
It won't be long before there will just be a ball of wolf.
应该过不了多久，就剩一团羊毛了吧。
But at the same time, remember that we have a shepherd.
但同时，大家千万记得，我们会有一位牧羊人。
Jesus Christ.
这个人的名字叫耶稣基督。
So don't give up, even when you feel resistance, or adversity.
不要放弃，就算你遇到了阻力，也不要放弃。
It has been like that for more than 2,000 years.
因为两千多年以来一直是如此。
I hope you will take the great commandment seriously.
我们希望大家能够认真地接受这个呼召。
And do whatever you can to reach as many people in Norway.In China, in all over the world, with the gospel.
用尽你自己的最大的能力来全世界，不仅是在挪威、中国，乃至全世界来传讲神的福音。
The gospel, which is God's power for salvation.
这个是神拯救的大能。
And I would like to remember you about one more thing.
我要来提醒大家一点小小的事情。
When you leave this world, you can't bring anything with you.
当你离开这个世界的时候，你其实不能从这个世上拿走任何东西。
Not your car, not your boat, and not your money.
你的车、你的船、你的钱，你一样都带不走。
The day you die, someone else will come and take your lovely car.
你死的那一天，可能有人就把你漂亮的车给拖走了。
Maybe he will even scratch it.
可能他还不小心把它给刮蹭了呢。
The only thing you can bring with you is saved people.
你唯一能够带的是那些你拯救的人。
So spend your time in a good and wise way.
请花一些时间认真的来研读。
and live the life of being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
在过一种耶稣基督门徒的生活。
This life is first about following Jesus.
这个生活首先是关于来跟从他。
Then it's about spend time with him in prayer and fight in prayer.
然后是用祷告一直跟他不断的祷告，用祷告来战斗。
And then be bold.
勇敢。
By the Spirit of God and preach the gospel to everyone.
用圣灵充满自己，将神的话语说出去。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I give thanks for your lovely words to us.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你对我们说的话语。
And Father, I give thanks for the gospel.
父神，我们感谢你带给我们的福音。
Thank you so much, Jesus, that you are willing to humble yourself.
感谢耶稣，你能够谦卑自己。
And to take our sin and punishment upon you.
带走接受惩罚，然后带走我们的过犯。
So we can have a new life here on earth.
让我们能够在世上有一个新的生活。
And live in eternity with you in heaven.
让我们能够在天上与你永生。
And then, Father, I pray that you, by your Spirit,
父神，我们希望这个圣灵
will help us to live a life of a disciple.
让我们能够用这个圣灵来过一个门徒的生活。
Father, help us also to be disciples who spend time with you in prayer.
父神，请让你让我们像门徒一样，和你一起花时间来祷告。
Help us to see how important it is that we.Take time, maybe get up early in the mornings to spend time with you.
让我们能够可以像你一样，早上清晨的起来，能够跟你一起度和父神一起过时间。
And from then on, help us to be bold witnesses.
然后从那时起，让我们成为你的见证。
And thank you, Jesus, that you have promised us that you will be with us.
感谢耶稣，你应许了我们，能够我们永远在一起。
Every day, every hour, and every second.
每日每时每秒。
And then I pray for your blessings.
我们感谢你给我们的赐福。
Over this church.
给我们这个教会。
I pray for your blessings over Pastor Sidan Xin.
让我们祝福我们的陈牧师。
And I also pray for the street meeting later on this afternoon, Father.
我也为我们的街头步道运动祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
因耶稣的名祷告，阿门。